All I can think about is him running down the block in his brunch boots.
She put him in a situation to be texted by another woman saying, I want to be kissing you right now.
4 to 5 inches is a big difference.
How big is your vagina?
This is a rough episode.
Hey, 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 yo, hey, yo, good morning, yo, this is the Mad Rapper, son, for real. I'm mad, and I stay mad, I stay angry, I stay heated, I stay pissed off. Tell him why you mad.
The Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia starts now. What are you fake mad about today?
Yo, it's the Fake Mad Podcast with Fousey B and the Fake Mad Mafia. We are live and in direct. The mic is on the Fake Mad, on the Fake Mad Mafia. I don't even, you know what they called. On the Fake Mafia. The Fake Mad Mafia panel. What the fuck? First up is Nasty Nate.
It's going to be one of those. It's going to be one of them nights, I feel.
Go ahead, Nate. Introduce yourself to these people. Say what's up to them.
It's Nasty Nate, apparently, from Albany.
Wait, is the Nasty apparently or the Albany apparently?
Allegedly, all of it.
Okay. and then how you feel your boy just went back to college and got his degree? Oh, you saw that, AB, and he did put that shit on dance when he got his degree. How you feel?
He must have used it. He must have used that the arena football money to pay for his tuition. Bum ass.
Nasty, nasty, nasty. Nate the Great.
There it is. Also here, y'all know him, y'all love him, or hate him. Brian, talk to the people.
Brian, be knowing.
It is me, Brian. Hello. Who hates me? They don't like me in the comments.
I was talking about your ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I think we cool. She married. She got kids. She should be happy.
You know she ain't. I mean, you know
it's
what?
Funny. It's one that you thought of.
And that's crazy, just Nate.
And last she miserable. But certainly not least. She's been here before. Ramsey, talk to the people.
Hey, I'm glad to be, and I was trying not to be too crazy.
That was your intro? Yeah. You was trying not to be too crazy?
I'm talking about the whole podcast, not just the intro.
Oh.
Oh, no. No, you gotta
you
do
know
it.
How it can go.
Yeah, we hit now.
Oh, we hit. We already started off on a crazy adventure. So.
Yes, we did.
All right, first top. Oh, before that, it is the holiday season. This is the last episode of the year, so Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and Three Kings Day and Boxing Day and any holiday that you and your family use an excuse to not work and celebrate. Ladies, if you go out drinking, just remember it's the holiday cheer. He will break your heart and your uterus in the same night. Moving on with that. Lord. The first topic, and I didn't send this to you guys because it came up in the last minute while I was putting my shit together. Jonathan Majors was found guilty of assault and harassment. Why is that funny, Nate? Of assault and harassment. A New York jury found Marvel actor Jonathan Majors guilty of reckless assault in the third degree and guilty of harassment. The verdict was reached by a six-person jury after roughly 4 hours of deliberation spread across 3 days. Majors, wearing a gray suit and a black dress shirt and tie, stood with his attorneys as the verdict was read with family members, and his girlfriend, my ex, Megan Good, stood behind him. He'll be sentenced on February 6th. The charges, a misdemeanor and a violation, carry a sentence of up to 1 year. There were two other charges. He was found not guilty of intentional assault in a third degree and not guilty of aggravated harassment in a second degree. There's levels to this, and it's weird how he was not found guilty of those, but those will be the ones that they paint the picture of him as the bad guy. The other ones are incidental, as in their name. In a statement after the verdict, his lawyer, Priya, I won't butcher your last name, said she looks forward to fully clearing his name, which means they'll probably appeal. Mr. Majors is grateful to God, his family, his friends, and his fans for their love and support during these howling 8 months. Someone did point out it was really crazy how you didn't see any of his actor friends there for him besides Megan, who's his girlfriend. Shortly after the verdict was read, Marvel Studios dropped the actor as Kang the Conqueror.
Kang the Conqueror, a.k.a. He Who Remains,
but he don't remain no more. From his upcoming MCU films, he faced a total of 4 charges after he called 911 when he said he found his ex-partner, Grace Jabberwocky, her name's like Jabari or some shit, unconscious in their apartment. Police arrested him after finding injuries on Jabberwocky, including a laceration by her ear and a bruised and fractured finger. Majors pleaded not guilty to all. Jabari, who took the witness stand, said the injuries happened during an altercation in the car 7 hours before. She testified that the alleged incident occurred in a private car when she saw a text on Major's phone that read, "Oh, how I want to be kissing you." She said she tried to snatch the phone from Majors, who then pried her cold, dead finger, who pried her finger from the phone, grabbed her arm and right hand, twisted her forearm and stuck her head to get the phone away from her. I'm going to interject real quick and say, fellas, I say this all the time, and women too, keep your motherfucking hands to your motherfucking self. Outside of that, you got to be careful when you're arguing with your girlfriend or whoever and you are getting physical and you're up close, because they can take something that's like, I mean, you pried her finger from your phone, even though it's your phone. Now she has a fractured finger. If you put one and one together, you get 11. But secondly, you could take something as simple as poking her, and if it bruises her, she could turn around and say that you harassed her physically. Moving on, the first 3 charges of misdemeanors and related to alleged incidents in the car. The 4th charge of harassment, which is a violation, relates to the allegation that he threw her back in the car as she tried to exit. The defense argued that he placed her back in the car to stop her from running into traffic. That was nice to him. The action is captured on surveillance video, where the altercation inside the car was not captured. If you saw the video, it's funny as shit. The man was running a 40. Running. And she was keeping up with him.
All right, time out. So
he jetted.
That's why I was laughing earlier, because all I could think about is him running down the block in his brunch boots. Like, he was moving. He was moving. I was like, oh, he got
that. He wish he could, like, bend time then. The last thing draft him is his lawyer. Shahanika, that's not her last name. She said his fear of what happens when a black man in America calls 911 came true. That's deep. They claimed that she was the aggressor. In fact, pointing to the fact that his coat was ripped and she's seen on surveillance video running after him like he's the crook. And she's the cops. She says she's running after him to find out who sent the text.
Oh my gosh.
Fellas, bro.
They strung together like 8 different surveillance cameras from 8 different buildings.
You can't lie about nothing no more.
Right. He was running from her, though. He was running. But anyway, let's break this down block by block and put it all together. Brian, what are your thoughts on this? Does the punishment fit the crime? And should Disney have fired the Conqueror?
So I think assault in the third degree is something like, I think it's in fear of being assaulted. And I feel like that's really unfair, because at the end of the day, everybody's in fear of being assaulted by somebody, especially when you're outside in public. So I feel like that's kind of a bogus charge.
And let me point out that she didn't press charges. New York State pressed charges.
Yeah, and that's also the issue with domestic violence issues, because the state will press charges whether the person who was quote unquote assaulted wants to press charges or not. I think it's messed up that Disney let him go, but I also understand because they don't care about any of that. They care about their image and their, you know, the bottom line. And a lot of people, I'm sure, will be upset had they kept him. had they kept him on, on that staff. I think it also sucks because you can tell that Marvel had a lot of plans for him and his character for the next 5-10 years. So it completely derailed.
This was
that.
the biggest year of his acting career. He was in like 4 movies, and then he was in the TV shows. But we ain't gonna talk about how they let Robert Downey Jr. be the face of Marvel, and he just like came from anyway. Nate,
that's because he did it first. He did his dirt first, then got on Marvel.
Yeah, he was a crackhead. He was a crackhead, and then got clean.
Yeah, Iron Man was his redemption story. That's what that was.
Yeah, it was rock to Iron Man.
Mm-hmm. You should have been a thing. Nate, what are your thoughts?
All right, hear me out. This is all his fault. Because if he just had a privacy screen on his phone, none of this would have ever happened. He would have never had to run down the block. So that's where I'm at. Like, first of all, fellas, if you're going to do your dirt, get a privacy screen. They're on Amazon for super cheap. I'm not giving you game, but I'm giving you game. Second, it does suck that Marvel decided to drop him. But like Brian said, like, they got to cover themselves, because God forbid they keep him. Next thing you know, everyone's going to be like, we're boycotting, blah, blah, blah. And
hey, low-key, they're struggling at the box office right now.
Yeah, well, they got to stop putting out bullshit. Like, we don't need to see Doctor Strange 7. We don't need the Marvels 82. Like, give us the good shit.
I like the Marvels getting a bad rap. That was a good movie.
Nah, first of all, we just need Wolverine back. Like, let's get back to the shits.
that's the problem. Everybody's anticipating that. Wolverine all that. That whole
in the Marvel cinematic universe, though. So.
And ever since Iron Man died, shit ain't been the same. Spoiler alert for those who ain't see it. 4 years later, he dead.
Oh, no, you didn't want to see
it. Yeah, at this point. Man, play, it's on free TV. Ramsey.
Like the people watching The Wire.
Ramsey, what are your thoughts on this?
Okay. Well, my personal thoughts are that she's dating a famous person with, you know, he's an actor, he's in all this crap. She needs to protect that. And I don't think he's dumb enough to be out in front of all this stuff, you know, doing all that to her. And I don't think he'd ruin his whole life like that. I feel like she should have protected him as her man and not put him in that situation in the first place over something stupid.
Wait. So she put him in a situation to be texted by another woman saying, I want to be kissing you right now.
Seriously, what'd he fucking do? Like, she just, like, his whole life is over. You know, all that shit is over now. Over that. That's something little compared to the whole grand scheme of things in life. A text? Oh my God, please. I wouldn't care. Like, I wouldn't care.
Four blocks down.
That's the crazy part.
His money, like, spent on me, I would just, like back, like, payback. You want to text other bitches, then I'm just going to spend all your money, honey. You know?
So, is that how it works?
I got a question.
Why not?
In her defense, right, all she did was chase him down the street. Technically, he the one who called the police.
She just passed out at the crib, bro.
Yeah, but that's part two, Fousey. Because
if she would have died, it would have been worse.
Yeah, you can't have a passed out white woman at your black place and not report this.
It's a dead white woman on my floor.
I sweep that under the rug.
So like we all drink, right? Who? Or partake?
You said we all what?
Do we all like drink or like partake in like?
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
a fun
yeah,
time.
We got libations now. Yeah. Drink in front of me now.
So if you had to get into an all-out sprint, how many blocks you last? Because like, I'm trying to figure out. Like, I'm like, yo, they was moving.
If it was my girlfriend, I'd probably be in fear of my life. So I'm running.
Half block, all this is coming up, bro.
All you gotta do is meet me at the house. You know where I'm going.
pulling a hammy. I'm falling out. I'm gonna be foaming at the mouth. Like, I'm like, he got rabies. Like, it's over.
Yeah.
He dying. Yes, he is. All right. I'm glad that we all on the same page.
That was his fault.
It was. Because
I didn't say that.
I'm gonna say it's his fault because you should have just been like, man, I'm Jonathan Majors, man. You can look at the text. You gonna leave?
Yeah. You gonna leave?
Clearly, I got him lined up already, right? So what did he say?
When he was like, "You beat my Coretta Scott case."
That was insane. She was probably like, "Who?"
That made me want to support him more. Like, yes, that's our
king. Are you
right
talking
there.
About, sir? Who the, he said two names. He said Coretta and he said somebody else. I know she ain't no Malcolm White. She just like, who are these people you referring to?
I'm gonna try that. I'm like, yo, be my Tiana Trump. Like, see how whatever.
Oh no, man.
Be my concubine. All right. Moving on. 70-year-old woman gives birth to twins in Uganda thanks to IVF, officials say. I gotta stop eating while I'm talking. Sorry. All right. A 70-year-old woman in Uganda gave birth to twins after undergoing fertility treatment, becoming one of the world's oldest mothers. Safina Nakawagamuka gave birth to a boy and girl on November 29th. She delivered the babies by cesarean section at the women's hospital. Blah, blah, blah. She's healthy. She's talking. She's walking around. If they tell her to walk around the hospital way, is what the spokesman said. If they got to tell you to walk around. All right. It believes she is Africa's oldest mother. The oldest mother in Mother Africa. Hey. She became pregnant through IVF treatment at the center. Because of her age, donor eggs and her partner's sperm were used for the procedure.
Oh, God.
Her specialist said the babies were born at 31 weeks and each weighed more than 3 pounds. I feel great. She sold today.com to an interpreter. Some might argue that 70 years is old. That's not really much of an argument. But God decided that I get to have twins. God and medicine, my lady. There is no one that can put a limit on God's authority and power. But wait, there's more. The 70-year-old woman also gave birth in 2020. She has a daughter who was born in the same facility. She also was born with the help of IVF. The BBC... calls, citing local interviews, reported that her pregnancy was difficult because her partner abandoned her when he realized she was having twins. She said she wanted to have children because she had been mocked for being childless. I looked after other people's children and saw them grow up and leave me alone. I wonder who would take care of me when I grow old. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but they're not going to have to worry about that. The mother... Yeah. Says she has a strong support system in her rural village to help take care of her kids. Ha! It takes a village. You see that? Typically, women go through menopause ages 45 to 55, meaning they're no longer able to bear children. While IVF has allowed many women to become mothers in the United States, it's not typical for women who are beyond their mid-50s to have the procedure. They say embryo transfer is discouraged in women over age 55 here in America. Data shows that women who give birth over the age of 50 have elevated rates of hypertension, gastrodiabetes, and preterm labor, which means they'll be coming out at 31 weeks instead of 40. If a 70-year-old gets a blood clot, suffers a stroke, or has a heart attack, the kids will be developmentally and possibly physically disabled. And who's going to take care of these medically fragile kids when their parents die?
Callie Struthers.
Right. Next week, Nick.
So first, let me say congratulations to the new mother. Second, I was going to ask who was impregnating a 70-year-old woman, but apparently it wasn't that she was old and had a baby, but when he found out she was having twins, he dipped.
oh, God.
She said it was one. God's will. No, this was medicine, but I guess God created the people who created the medicine. And that's all I got, because right now, as of 70, she says she needs some kids to take care of her when she's older. If we are
older than what?
75. That's 75 summers, that's 75 falls, 75 winters, 75 springs. It's not a lot of time when you think about it. That's actually a quote in an Eddie Murphy movie. But
shout out. That was a great quote.
If God medicine willing, she gets to be 90, the twins gonna be 20. I mean, I guess the girl who was born in 2000, the 3-year-old now would be 23, so she gets to take care of mama. Yo mama older than my grandma.
This is crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Brian,
your mama is older than most people's grandmas.
Right, great grandmas. Brian, you you getting a 70-year-old woman pregnant? I mean, what do you think about this? I guess what I should ask.
Okay. So one, I found this out about twins, right? They almost never do 40 weeks strictly because a womb just isn't big enough to hold two babies. So they always come out premature. Multiple kids always come out premature. All jokes aside, I don't like this because people do these things only thinking about themselves. Like, you are 70. You do not have the energy to run behind and nurture and be there for a child in the way that a child needs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't run behind a 2-year-old and then 5 and then 8 and then 10 and then high school when they want to do activities and you at practice and all, you don't have it in you to do it, right?
So got the energy.
Yeah. And that's if you, like Fuji said, in 20 years, you're going to be 90. You're not going to see your kids graduate college. You might see them graduate high school.
Preschool.
And they are going to be your care. Like, you really just made 3 caretakers. And also coming from a person who had to do caretaking for his grandmother, that is so hard. Changing adult diapers isn't fun in the least bit, bro.
And you changing just baby diapers ain't fun, so I can imagine.
Yeah, dog. You think it's hard holding a baby leg? You got the whole.
She wants that baby leg. She wants that baby leg.
Oh, all right. All right, pause. Pause. Right. That was crazy. That was crazy. My bad.
Hold your baby leg, Ramsey. What are your thoughts on this? You giving birth when you 70?
Hell no, God no. But this is disturbing to me. It's disturbing, and it's very selfish because she said it takes a village. Well, it's gonna take a village because you know someone's gonna have to. Hopefully, someone will. You know, when she passes away, and the dad just ran out. It was creepy. It's weird the way. I don't know.
She said she wanted to have children because she had been mocked. They made fun of her being childless, but she already got 3-year-olds. So I don't understand that logic.
She already has a kid. Kicked it off.
If you would listen when I was reading, she had a kid, a daughter in 2020 via the same techniques.
Getting made fun of when you're 67 years old is insane, by the way. Like,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
I can see it though. African women.
Like, how you getting bullied on a safari? Like,
look at all of my grandchildren here around me. They are so good. I am so blessed.
Where are yours?
Well, you're right, though. It's
you have no
it's
one
different
to
culture.
Yeah.
It's a different culture.
My mother's 65 and a favorite line it hit me with is who the fuck wants to be 70 and alone? She took that Drake bar too far and got her some kids. Nate, what are your thoughts on this?
So I'm gonna agree with y'all on this one. Like, I do find it selfish. Which what's that? Is it Robert De Niro or which one of them just had like a baby? With like
both
a,
of them have babies, but De Niro just no. Pacino just had one, and then they
or
broke
Al Pacino.
Up.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
And he's like 80. Like, so it's like, what are you? You're not gonna be around for these kids like their lives. Like, will you just? Like Brian said, you just made 3 caretakers and little whatever her name is, this African woman. Like, it takes. I can't remember her name.
Sabrina. Safina Namukwanya. Yeah.
Nina
Safina is a pretty. That's right. A pretty name.
It translates to she who has kids when she's old.
There you go, I was sitting here for doing real translation.
Geriatric uterus.
I know.
Geriatric uterus. geriatric uterus out my face.
Like, I don't know what she's doing besides having kids. Like, I feel like, and I don't know how much that procedure costs in Africa, because in America, that's not cheap.
It's
like, that's not cheap at all.
She got that village money, dog.
So I was wondering how she paid for it, how she got it, because it's expensive. That's what I was wondering earlier. Like, how she, I mean, it's very expensive. the treatment. And then,
them commercials that come on, that's 69 cents a day. Feed a village.
Okay. But, wait. Boozy also read that it wasn't her eggs. It was donor eggs and her partner's sperm. So technically, it's not her kid.
She's a celibate or whatever they're called. What is it called? Celibate?
Surrogate?
No, not celibate.
That was close.
Not celibate.
What's she selling?
I don't know. So,
moving on from that to this.
I want to, because I'm be real. I'm not about to sit here and wait, and your dick is not what I like.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, if it's wet, it is little, because like, we can go ahead and cancel this right now.
Right now.
We don't need to be wasting first 6 months, date. And then I'm like, oh, no, I'm going.
I really want to be, like, honestly, I really, little, if I go
you
on.
You got to ask then.
Wow.
Listen.
they on my ass
it's
today,
to the
man.
Point to where I honest to God want to do this. Like, if I'm going on a first date with somebody, I want to see your dick.
I be saying all well, friend, like,
whip out in the cinema.
Yeah, I want you to whip that shit. I want to see it. If you need to go to the bathroom, the car, get your shit hard.
We don't need to waste no more time.
So that's crazy. Pick you up.
No, because
you don't whip it out.
But I don't want to do that because it's like, oh my God, like JoJo's so aggressive and she just want to fuck. She a hoe or whatever. But really, I just want to know, am I wasting my time with you, sir? Like, because sex is extremely important to me. That's why I said, like, I can't sit and use a dildo and do all of that. It's more than just like.
That's what I'm saying. So
it's
once
the
I
whole
do that,
act of sex for me, like meat, the whole everything.
But see, with me, like, I'm just a sensitive person. Like, I can't just have
sex you're Gemini.
And be like, okay, like,
can you ladies talk to a guy and be like, yeah, I think he's got a big dick, or can you see it?
Oh my gosh!
Energy?
No.
I've done it. And
people
like,
give big dick energy all the time. Stop giving big dick energy if your dick is not big.
I just
like,
keep it real.
Stop giving big dick energy if your dick is not big, Ramsey. Is this how women date? Is this how women do when they date? Do you want to see what he's working with before you even proceed with the date?
Absolutely not. And how big of a dick do you need? How big is your vagina that you? That's like such an important thing. Like, I honestly, it's not like there's a ton of guys with like little ass dicks. Like, everyone's pretty much average that I've ever, you know, come across that I've been intimate with. I don't really have that problem.
I don't know what a measurement stick is for that.
I mean, I don't either.
Every guy is average.
I don't really think like I'm more into like passion and stuff like that, but I'm really tiny though. I'm petite, so I don't know what these bitches are working with either. They might have huge vaginas.
So you want a tiny you want a tiny man to take care of your tiny vagina.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But if you're experienced and know things, you're gonna have good sex, period. I mean, now I'm not saying it's like a micro dick or something is gonna help, is gonna give you pleasure, but everyone's pretty much average, I think. I don't think that, what is it? I don't know. That's kind of like being a bully about something that someone can't really help. Like, I'm more into personality and, like, you know, stuff like that. Kindness and their heart.
So you don't want to meet the meat.
Like, no, I don't want to see any dick pic ever.
She wasn't talking about dick pics. She was talking about in person before.
What? Oh, my God. What? So high maintenance. God. Oh, no.
She said, go in the bathroom, get hard, do what you got to do, and let me see.
But I'm not, I don't date and I don't sleep around anyways, so I don't have to worry about all this dumbass shit, you know?
I did at one point when you was collecting all those averages.
I'm not talking about it, but let me clear this fucking shit up. I'm not talking about this shit.
Good job, Fuzzy.
You're not going to bully me. I ain't talking about a whole bunch of guys. I'm talking about the guys that I've been intimate with over the years. None of them were small. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm trying out every fucking dick around to see.
I didn't say that.
Well, you sounded like you were saying something like that. So
I quoted you. I used the words that you said.
No, I think you just took it the wrong way, because I wouldn't act like I was fucking a bunch of dudes, because I don't do that shit.
I didn't say that. I said the averages.
When you play this back, let's just listen to the conversation again. And it, you know, but I don't really care. I mean, I ain't gonna let nobody say nothing about that to me. But you know what? You know, like, what I mean. I'm talking about the guys that I've dated and been with. Now, I mean, everyone's a hoe at some point in their life, but it wasn't all like that.
No, I wasn't saying you were doing that. All right, so the meeting, is that a better word?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't know. Okay, so but yeah, don't I think they were talking about dick pics, though. They want to see like a picture.
No, they wanted it was in person. It was talking about in person.
So, Nate, they got to meet.
Yo.
Oh, that's stupid.
Perfect. Yeah. My turn, right?
Nate, it is.
Perfect.
Please,
so,
God, go.
So like if I'm at TGI Fridays with Shorty and out of nowhere I'm like, yo, let me see your titties. How do you think that's gonna go over? I'm gonna be called a creep. I'm gonna be called disgusting. I'm gonna be called everything but my name. Yeah,
huh? It depends. I've had some drunk moments at TGI Fridays.
Well, that's why I'm in Townsend. I know how.
I was about to say it. Shout out to Townsend.
Right off to Townsend, and I'd be like, "Hey, let me see those flash." But anyway,
well,
go ahead.
I know. Yo, we're not.
I mean, we were drunk college kids though. We're not adults, but we were not adults then. But go ahead.
No, when TGI Fridays used to have a little DJ they knew what they was doing. They knew what they was doing. But then little endless apps too. Yeah, nah, it was perfect. Yeah. But either way, the fact of the matter is you can't do that on a date. Like, you can't just
The first date.
Like if I'm sitting there talking and like we're having a good conversation, and you're like, hey, let me see your dick. All right, well, you're gonna leave without seeing my dick, and you're gonna leave with the bill because I'm gone. Like, car is already started. Seat warmed up. Like,
if you on a first date with a bad John and she says, let me see the hammer, you turn into Thor.
I am 36 and almost 37 years old. That ain't maybe 27 year old Nate was doing because like I ain't got nothing to lose at 27. At 37, you know what I got to lose? Probably nothing still, but just older.
Your dignity and pride.
She gotta have that shit all over Twitter, like, yo, man, he had his balls on the table. Like, no,
she ain't say she's taking a picture. It's on camera at the restaurant, though. Brian,
yeah. Then I'm banned on the ban list. Like, can't even have in the app no more. Yeah, no more mop sticks and pot stickers for me.
No more Jack Daniels ribs.
Yo, them shits is hitting too. I have to get the sauce on the side too. Pour, if you like, stick your finger in the mashed potatoes and then make like a little volcano with the Jack Daniel sauce.
Brian,
I don't know
did
how
he have a spoon for you to do that, Nate. Why would you stick?
He just said, "I'm a 37 year old man." He's sticking his hand in the mashed potato.
In the mashed potato. He's 10 years old.
I hope that's a code word for your side piece. Anyway, Brian, what are your thoughts on this?
No, you can't see my penis, you sexist pig. What is wrong with you? I'm with Nate. If I looked at you and said, what pussy, put your pussy on live, I'll give you $1,000. You can't do that. You cannot do that. What is wrong with you, man? No. Even if she was bad, I won't let you see it just on GP. Because if I did that to you, I'd be a creep. No, I'm with Nate. The date is over. Get out of my face. I'll pay for
your own shit.
Cause I pay for her too. Cause I don't need you. You need me. Clearly, you need something. You need medical attention at this point. Something wrong with you and your brain.
She won't see that pot sticker.
She won't see this one. She got to go to Applebee's to get it now. You can't get the TGI Fridays.
Which one got the unlimited margaritas or the $2 margaritas?
That was Applebee's.
That's Applebee's.
Yeah.
That's definitely worse. That, you know what? This actually does sound more like an Applebee's date than a TGI Friday date.
Yeah, $2 margaritas, and they got that little song out. There was like four margaritas. Chili's got the baby back ribs though.
Baby back
ribs and baby legs. There you go.
That's crazy. Where are we as a society? Also. Dear people who own other podcasts, y'all got to talk about something else besides sex and relationships, bro. Like, my Lord, do y'all do anything else besides have sex
and relationships? In front of them,
God.
The man bash should be so crazy on other podcasts, you know. I mean, we talk about everything on this one.
Yeah,
we don't do it. Split the bill.
That's just, yo, yeah, shit, women split the bill. Should you go
we 50, talk 60? About hairs because oh, other people God. Talk about it, and we're making fun of the people who talk about the shit they talk about.
Yeah. Your podcast yeah, we can is also really talk good. About other stuff. It's awesome.
We also speak as if we read outside of doing podcast stuff. We read more than captions.
Yo, would y'all take that 70-year-old? Would y'all take that 70-year-old lady to Applebee's?
Nah.
Back. Let me see your IVF.
Yes. Also, hold
on. She's paying.
Since we back to that.
The village paying.
Yeah, no. It takes a village. I remember that song, of course. They said it takes a village to raise a child. They had me doctors, that every Sunday.
Doctors got to start saying make it no,
child, even twins.
So, as a medical professional, you need to tell some people no. No, you can, no, I'm not doing
it. Yes, yes.
And y'all did it twice?
They just, it worked they the just, first time.
Right. She's really a guinea pig.
Literally, they doubled
yes.
the dosage.
Yeah, she's really a guinea pig. That's what
exactly.
It is.
They were practicing.
All right. We about That's to have true, though. If we get a 90-year-old mother next year or something, like we done for. Earth is
they,
done.
Who's
like,
90? You gotta find a 90-year-old person, A.
True.
Then you gotta find like a 90-year-old person willing to do that.
Because everybody got mesothelioma now. So
Can you imagine putting that much weight? Like,
they all got that shit. Like,
all right, bro. Guys, let's stop talking about the old lady. Moving on to the next topic. Outraged family shocked to find wrong person lying in casket.
Oh my God.
Wearing no one's clothes. A Mississippi family mourning the loss of a relative, she's about 90, was further anguished when they showed up for the funeral and realized another woman was lying in a casket wearing her loved one's clothes and jewelry. I wonder if it was the twins that noticed. Georgia says she can tell immediately, Georgia Robinson, something was wrong November 3rd when she and her family arrived at the funeral home in Jackson where they expected to bid farewell to her sister, Mary Jean Robinson. Once we got in there and signed the books and everything, we were walking down to view her body, and I knew something was kind of off. I can tell it wasn't her from far back. Lying in the casket was wearing the clothes and jewelry the family had bought for Mary Jean, not to be confused with Billie Jean. Somebody do the quick math. So Mary Jean was born in 1955, and she died in 2023. What is that?
61, I think.
61. Damn, she ain't even make the 70 to have
I think.
No, 45 plus 23. That's 67.
No, she
8.
Yeah. 68. That's why I don't do math. See? Just real man.
Brian
don't
either. He got the calculator app on his phone. no, ma'am. This is not my sister.
If you put the right code in the calculator app.
This is the outfit that we brought her. This is the jewelry that we brought her. And I said these are her flowers. But I don't know who that is in that casket. Yo, can you imagine the anguish? We're telling him about the mistake, and he was very rude and very uncaring. He had an attitude with my son. He told us that we were going to have to pay for everything all over again. Like, we gave you a funeral. You got to run it back. She said the funeral home ultimately reached an agreement with the family and bought new clothes for the deadly. Wait, so would the dead person really care if y'all put the clothes on her that was on another dead person? Or...
This family got finessed. That's what it sounds like.
You know, some people superstitious like that, though.
Oh, no. Okay, I told him not to put anything on my sister that was on that lady. He put the earrings on her anyway.
Nah.
Terrible. Just to think, if we had a closed casket, we'd have ended up burying someone else's loved one instead of ours. James Stewart. The name James always confused me. Like, it's only one of you. Why is there us? James Stewart, one of the funeral home's directors.
James, he
could neither confirm nor deny that a mix-up occurred. Yo, you can confirm it, bro. But he insisted the family told him they were pleased with the services.
What?
All right, Nate. A loved one passed away. You're going through the stages of grief. You show up. You sign a little book. You take, you know, and in the Black community, funerals are like family reunions, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So you show up, you see all your favorite cousins, knowing Nate, y'all going smoke first. And then you show up to the
100%, yes.
Yes. Grandma would have wanted this.
Might have been her ass.
You walk to the casket, you look down, and that lady in that casket is not your relative, but she got on your relative clothes, got on your relative earrings. You probably bought her these earrings for, I don't know, Mother's Day or something. How are we feeling?
Two things. This is the wildest case of we all don't look alike ever. Like how you just get people mixed up like that? Damn. Like, I'm sorry. But me personally, oh, I'm fighting. I'm tearing that whole VFW, that whole church up. Like Zion AME.
You gonna toss the casket over?
Zion AME is going to be in flames. I'm out of here. Like, it's over. And if the funeral director is a girl, you already know where I'm going with it.
So, like,
nah, but it's James. It's James. He's the one.
James is getting jumped. Like, me, the family. I'm going to tip the casket over with Agnes in it. Like, it's over.
I don't know her.
What Agnes do to you?
Yeah. She ain't doing nothing. We're going to
catch a stray.
We're going to send her off properly.
Kill
though,
a dead body.
How are you gonna compensate my family and be like, you know what? As a our bad, we're gonna just give her some new clothes, like, and make me pay for the whole thing again? Funerals,
right? Yeah,
cheap.
First day's bad, you'll pay for it again.
Funerals are not cheap. Caskets are like $6,000. Like, them shits will put you in debt. Like, that's why if my family die, man, they get one of the little Viking things. They go in the Hudson. In the little on a little pallet for work. Man, real girl, I love you. I'll come see you down the way.
Ramsey,
death is expensive, man.
What are your thoughts on this, Ramsey? How would you feel if you walked to a casket and it's not your relative there?
This is one of the most horrible things. Like, both families should get a lawyer. Hopefully they have, and because that's really a horrible thing to do. And for them to be rude about it and try to make them pay for something else, no. You know, that's just horrible, and there's no undoing that. That's already traumatized these people a little bit, you know. So I mean, I feel horrible for them.
Brian,
what is it?
So in 2018, right, my grandmother died. Before the funeral,
I'm mad you laughed at that.
No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the story.
Grandmother died.
So before the funeral, they give the family the opportunity to come to the funeral home and view the body before the funeral. So they already had her dressed and everything.
Private services for the family and close friends only.
Yes. So my mom and I get there for our appointment. There's another family waiting in the lobby. They were there first because their schedule time was first. So they, all right, y'all going to be in this room right here. So they send them off. So me and my mom still waiting in the lobby. So they were talking before they went in. And then they came out. Nobody's talking. Me and my mom thinking they just sad. But I'm looking at them and they look kind of weird. And then somebody says, I don't think that was Uncle Ricky. I'm like, oh, what? So now me and my mom like, yo, what's going on? So they sent them to the wrong room. The room they sent them to, they were supposed to send my mom and I to. So they just in there looking at my grandmother trying to figure out what's going on.
Jeez, that's horrible.
But my grandmother had all her stuff. Like, everything was right. Yeah, they just sent us to the wrong rooms.
I don't think
I can't believe they couldn't tell the wrong clothes.
But side note, just imagine, like, what if that was Uncle Ricky? Like, you didn't know Uncle Ricky had another life.
Like, missing Doubtfire.
You finding out in the casket, Uncle Ricky was a cross-dresser. That's insane. I didn't come here.
Plot twist.
Nah, that'd be hard. That'd be fire.
Accidents happen, yo. Nobody's perfect. And it sucks that something like this will happen. And I would have been a little understanding for it. I would have been
Hell of an accident to happen, bro.
Right? But
they should have been apologizing.
I have to give you space to apologize and fix it. You gonna meet me with attitude,
exactly?
And you gonna tell me I gotta pay for the whole thing? We about to pay for two funerals, big bro. Somebody else dying today.
Somebody gotta die tonight.
Somebody else dying today, big homie. I don't even know what made you even feel like it was okay for you to come out your face like that. We're grieving. Nobody else, nobody in here is in their right mind. We all upset. Like Nate said, you could get jumped.
Yes, like you can go.
It's not my folks. Not even gonna ask no questions if they see me swing on you. They're just gonna follow up because everybody's
swing
mad.
The family
today.
Swinging. That's a fact.
You get front row seats.
We talk about what happened later.
Yeah,
you get front row seats to heaven court.
Dog walk, bro. And you and we gonna stuff you in this box with Agnes. Both of y'all could go. There you go. Two for one special, big homie.
Damn, Agnes ain't do nothing.
She still ain't do nothing.
Agnes sitting there, she died from childbirth and she just chilling.
Well, all right.
In the words of the great Stringer Bell, that's a life that had to be snatched. Whatever, it's over.
Yeah. Right. Hater had to be her. But it's up, man. I'm gonna get it back in blood. Don't worry. I'm gonna get it back in blood. Dog.
While we talk about Strays, rest in peace, G Baby. Gone but never forgotten.
Rest in peace, G Baby.
Also, hey. Rest in peace, Andre Browder, the Captain Halt from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That was my
guy. But died of lung cancer very quick. Gotta watch y'all smoking. All right, let's move further on. Let's make it back to happy time. I don't know if it's happy, but it's funny.
Why are women women? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not go there.
Love you, Ramsey. Right.
So, story time, guys.
I love y'all, motherfuckers.
This is from the bird app. No. This is, I don't know where I got this one from. This is from a woman. I accompanied my sister to meet a guy in person for the first time that she met on social media. One of the things my sister said he mentioned in his profile is that he's 6'5". When he stepped out of his SUV, he looked about 6 feet. I know it's just height, but I've always been someone who points out small discrepancies because I can't help when it's overlooked. I like to bring it to someone's attention rather than they do something about it or not. Interesting. Well, she didn't pay me no mind to continue on a date with him. I just had to tell the story because that fib most likely is a tiny rip that unravels a ton of lies when you pull it. It's a bunch of red flags that will come behind that. Is she wrong in thinking that? Brian, should she mind her business or should the friend take heed of what she was saying?
No. I'm not the person who subscribes to friends shouldn't tell their friends when their significant other is doing wrong stuff. I want let put me up on game. My girl did
this
what?
Is a date. This is a date right. from a dating app. So it's
It's a first date.
I mean, she brought her friend on a date with her.
Right. There's no investment to lose at this point. But I agree with her. If you lie about, you're gonna lie about something that I'm about to see. That's like people who be on reality shows and lying. Sir, the episode is coming out in 6 months. What are you lying for?
Well, you do that to sell a lie. But listen.
It's true. Okay.
He didn't necessarily. Let me reread what. He mentioned in his profile he was 6'5". So he didn't necessarily tell her that. She might have not even looked at the height when she saw the pictures. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is she mad that people exaggerate on those dating, on the meat markets? They exaggerate.
The meat markets.
That's what I call those dating websites. They meet everybody on there for meat. It's the meat market.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some people want long term meat. Some people want rental meat. It's all on the meat market.
That's funny. I agree with her. He's going to keep lying. It's not that serious lies for the entirety of this relationship. And then you're gonna look back and like, this is a lying motherfucker.
I am when you met me, Nate.
Right, exactly.
What are your thoughts on this? It doesn't say that he told her, it says it's on her. First of all, why the best friend looking at the profile for little things? But anyway, Nate.
She's trying to beat because.
But no, hold on. Four, that's not a little though. 4 to 5 inches is a big difference.
That's what. That, all right, thank you. That's where I was.
No, no, no. We can push.
No.
Matter of fact, Fuzzy,
that average?
We can push play on that. Extra 4 or 5 inches or a short 4 or 5 inches. That is a huge difference.
Is that the averages?
That's what I was about to say.
It's a big difference between 6 and 11.
That's what I was about to say is if you're going to lie, at least make the lie believable. Like 6 reasonable. Feet.
Like yeah. Maybe he means when he put on his boots, his Nike boots.
What did Cat Williams say? Like everybody think they got a phantom till a phantom pull up. Like, mm-hmm. it's the same thing. Like I'm 5'8¾". I could say I'm 5'9", but I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm 6'2". Like what?
Yeah,
I'm gonna pull out. Or even when fucking Smokey thought he was me, Janet Jackson.
All right, guys. What if he's tipping the scale because there are certain women who only want to date men that are 6 feet and higher. Well, I guess he was 6 feet, but
then that's him,
once he gets, like, once they meet him, he changes their mind. Yeah. What his average is?
That's a gamble.
Yeah, that I ain't trying to play with that.
So y'all really think it's a red flag for that man to lie about his height? Not even lie, to put the wrong number about his height on dating profiles. Yeah.
But that's
a lie, Fousey. Don't do that. Fousey. It's a lie.
It's a lie for sure. Because like you have the option to change you can change it at any moment. You can. I can
get the wrong number.
If I'm on like Tinder, I can change it 5 times in a row, that's 5 different ladies that'll be like, "Oh, this guy's 6'1". This guy's 5'11".
Who walking around with a ruler on him?
They gonna have to pull up.
I'm LeBron James. I'm 6'9", 265. Man, I'm the big dog.
LeBron James. All right, Ramsey. Did he lie because he put on the meat market app that he was 6 whatever and he's really not?
I mean, yeah, it's pathetic, you know, like just tell the truth. But still, like, it's a dating app. I mean, I don't know, the friends, what does it have to do with her? Obviously the other girl, the girl that's on the date, did not care, and
he was digging the dude, right?
Yeah, she sounded like she liked him, and or it was at least gonna give it a chance
to see his dick.
She didn't even care. But she didn't even care about the height, was, you know, so other girl needs to just shut the hell up and mind her own freaking business. Like,
let them height fish. That's what they call it.
I mean, that's, I would say something to, that's pretty, pretty douchey, but still, there's a lot of guys that say they're taller than they really are. Like my baby daddy, he used to say he was 6 foot, and I'm like, let's get a ruler. There's no way you're 6 foot. You're probably like 5'10". Yeah,
my
so like, I know guys
that,
well, no, five inches is a lot. It's a lot to lie. Oh, yeah. 6 foot is still, it's still tall. I mean, six foot's still tall. You don't need to lie.
No, I'm a quarter.
But who cares?
But I round up. I learned that, man. You got to round up.
I don't think y'all should be judging a man based on his height, because women can't be judged based on their weight. So God made you the way God made you, and if you want to embellish. Man, don't be hating.
Just be confident in yourself, bro. Like, just tell her you.
Yeah. Hey, he bagged her.
Did he? He bagged her with a lie.
He
got her in the bag, but the bag not tied yet.
She didn't ask you how tall you and
didn't consider it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But she didn't. It didn't bother her.
It didn't.
The friend was the one.
Like, yo, if a girl posts her picture with like yellow hair, I mean like blonde hair, and then she showed up to the date with like dark hair, did she not?
That's different though. Unless she said
that's different.
If she said she was a natural blonde and showed up a non-natural blonde, then you lied.
But if she a natural blonde, but then she changed her hair color, she's still a natural blonde.
True.
That's different.
Height, Fousey. He was that height the whole time.
Yeah,
that's something you can change. You can't change your height. You know, that's like
You can change your height if you put on the right pair of sneakers, or
you know what? They got the legs.
Yeah,
you get the little leg hydraulics.
Yeah, it's like 70K, but
hey, they getting, I don't know what guys.
Hey, if old people can afford to make babies, you can afford to get height surgery.
That lady was a guinea pig, bro. She didn't pay.
Yes.
They thought she was gonna die. Really, that's what.
You're right.
The
baby is right,
the consolation prize.
Not to do it, and she survived.
Yeah, they said, "God damn, she made it. Let her keep the baby.
Another baby.
That's why they doubled.
Give her another one. She'll have triplets next.
Yeah, they're gonna triple the dose next. You're like, let's see what this is.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Yo, Lord. That village is fucked.
Yeah, they got babies now. It's clear that
get a tube tied.
That village going crazy.
Takes a village, but don't be major. It's that time of the show where we do all fake masks. And I actually got one this week. Ooh, I never have them. If y'all pay attention every week, listeners. So, or every 2 weeks, whenever you hear it. You know what? For the holidays, all I want for Christmas is you to binge and listen to the Fake Mad Podcast and get these numbers up. Because the Best of Charleston newspaper, city paper, awards is coming up. And not only do I need your nominations. Well, I need your nominations first. I need your vote so we can win, because we're not spending a dime on advertisement. I don't do that. Because I'm broke. I don't know what to tell y'all. I'm broke. But that's not even my fake mad. I don't know why that just popped in my head. Oh, that was my holiday joy. I got you. It just connected the dots.
Wait. Before we go.
We're not leaving yet. We got to do the fake mad.
No, I know. But before we get to that part, like, I just had to go laugh real quick. So, what's that Giants quarterback name? Tommy, whatever. Y'all saw
Italian,
that? They fired the agent?
Yeah. No, well, he didn't fire him. He relieved him of some duties when it comes to booking, because he tried to, I think you saw me right about this, where he like, they tried, somebody, an Italian restaurant tried to book him for an appearance for $10,000. And after he won some games, his agent told him, no, now it's $20,000. And they saw, we can't afford that, you know, so.
Yo,
that's very important to sign a contract for bookings like that. You can't back out of it, or you can sue them.
Yeah. Cause that's a snake move. Come on, man.
Yeah, it is.
I won't fight that dude. I ain't even, that's not my fake mad either, but I won't fight
not
that
like
dude.
That guy.
He's
not even from New Jersey.
He's not
that's
from
two
Jersey.
Fights on the books this week. His agent and the funeral home director.
Oh, and AB. Because he graduated with Albany Empire money.
What? Hey, I ain't fighting no black man for getting an education. Learn, AB. If anybody needs to be, it's AB.
Anybody need to be educated.
It's AB.
He was just on Twitter talking about some, yo, you got to make sure when you rent the hotel room that you come on the TV. Like, what are you saying? Now he walking across the stage? Like, I'm fighting him.
If anybody needs a book,
he did that shit on. He did that. All right, time for the fake mads. My fake mad is quite simple. On the dog app, formerly known as the bird app, rest in peace, DMX. They have this debate. And this debate piss me off. I usually just scroll right past when I see these things. But this one was fucking with my mentality. I could not just scroll past what I was saying, something. I had to say something. It was beneath me to say something, so I didn't, because I said, I got a podcast for this. The debate everybody's talking about is that apple juice is not good. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? How y'all gonna say apple juice is not good? There's literally a thing people like, of all the fruits to make juices out of, apple is not one of them. You childish, immature, I don't even have the words to tell your palate. Your palate is poisoned. You need to do better.
Apple juice is top tier.
Fuck them.
Yo, saying apple juice is disgusting while you drink pomegranate juice is straight up hater shit. So they can keep it. Because pomegranate juice is disgusting.
Man, look, apple juice and Henny go crazy.
What? Boy, you.
That Martin.
You let them know.
The apple juice and Henny, if you want, and float a shot of ginger ale on top.
Drink. I'm drinking bourbon and ginger now, but I've had bourbon and apple juice before. Ramsey, what are you fake mad about this week?
Well, my kid threw his video game controller at my TV, and now it's broken. And then the other thing is Facebook and won't give me my top followers back. And I'm pretty pissed about it because I see other people have theirs. Like, I don't get why I can't have mine back. And I just got 12,000 followers tonight. And they won't get, but people with like 3,000 followers have their top banned. And I, well, I got banned for 28 days and they didn't tell me why. And I got back on a couple months. So anyways, that must be why. And I always violate community standards.
Wait, you got banned in February for 28 days? What'd you say?
No, it was September. It was September. Until
Black History Month. Like, wait a minute.
But yeah, and then they just let me back on one day, but they like are assholes to me now.
You only do
so
two.
Anyways,
days,
that's mine. I did 28. 28.
You only do two. You only do two.
28.
The day you go in and the day you get out. You only do 2 days.
No, I did all 28. Trust me. It was very sucky because I had just, my page had just started taking off then. And it, right then it happened. So
wait, let's rewind though, because we skipped over something. Why is your son doing his game control at the TV?
Yeah, I'm like, these two things are not even.
Y'all, this kid is a brilliant.
My son doing control
brilliant.
At the TV, but more importantly, Facebook.
Exactly. I know. Okay, you can move on.
What game was he playing that he did this?
Oh, God. I think Sonic, but he's really good at video games, but he just gets so frustrated sometimes.
How you getting mad at right. Sonic?
No. That Sonic 2, that
Kimberly. Well, he's only 6, 7.
But Fuzi, you got to remember, Fuzi, when we was playing Sonic, you had 3 lives. If you lost all your lives, you went back to level 1. Like, it wasn't like you don't get to save through the progressions right. Like you can now. So
we also couldn't throw our controller at the TV because it was tethered to the game.
That's
no,
true.
We also couldn't throw it because the TV was made out of straight glass.
I was like, yeah, our TVs were a lot harder. A lot harder.
That shit bounced back
also,
and hit you in the face.
Right.
Our mamas would have beat our behinds too.
Also, too, it was a list of reasons. A list of reasons why we wouldn't do that.
1, 2, and 3. All right, Brian, be knowing. What is your fake mad at him?
I bought a pair of Jordans and I wanted to return them and I realized
high money.
They didn't give me no receipt. I bought them online, picked them up at the store. Like, dang, they didn't give me no receipt. I go online, look at the emails, like, oh, you can't return them. These are final sale.
Why do you want to return them?
Because they're poor quality. I have the same style shoe in a different color in my closet, and the new ones are just poor. You can tell they're going to crease very easily. Very soon.
Ooh,
so I want to get my money back.
Yeah,
you know
mad.
What I hate about the Nikes? I used to be a sneakerhead, and I stopped being one. Mm-hmm. Because I had a bunch of sneakers I didn't wear. I used to keep them, collect them, like, oh, I'm going to rock these. I went and put on a pair of LeBrons that I had. They were the orange joints. I think I wore them twice, the Morgan Homecoming. And the shits fell apart. I was like, just literally fell apart.
Where you
I
get
was
them
like,
from?
Okay. Huh?
Ridiculous. Where you get them from? Because mine held up
I got
a long
from,
time.
No, I got them from Nike. They're from Nike.
I saw
if you go online, though, there's a bunch of people that have that. What you saying, Nate?
Yo. I was gonna say I saw like I don't know a while ago like a TikTok of it of people talking about yo where are the shoes that y'all like want to collect all the time because they break down
oh,
so
yo,
bad
yeah.
They were showing Jordans like you could scrape the soles off of them. I was like mm-hmm. oh
right yeah. It's Nikes because like, look I got a pair of New Balances that I hadn't worn. I put those on them shits was just like I took them out the box.
Cause that you're right. It's a quality. It's a production issue.
I even got a pair of AIs, some Reeboks that I haven't the answers. I haven't rocked those in a while. I went to pull them out for Halloween because they was matching with the red and the black. Them shits were great. I ain't wearing them in years. It's just the Nikes that break down.
Yeah, because they make them. They make them on like I ain't gonna say the street.
They make them out of
phone.
And then two Nike. No, I'm gonna re-release them in the next 5, 10, 15 years max. They coming
so
back.
So whoever was that little kid that made my sneakers, you probably about 23 now. I'm a little disappointed in you.
That's tough.
His mom's gonna be 90. He's just trying to get that 69.
He's just trying to get by.
they got Sally Brothers eating the beans. Like,
yeah. So now I gotta trick somebody on StockX into buying these.
Hey, they authentic, right? So that's all you need.
Yeah, they authentic. They just suck. Also, the same shoe quality was so much better in the 90s.
It was
like leaps and bounds, and they charge almost double the price now as they were then. And you give it us half the quality, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
can we press charges? Can we file a lawsuit against Nike?
That's because their work base is has grown.
Oh, up. File a lawsuit against all of them.
They've grown up. Nate, what are you fake mad about this week?
Hold on, I was like, I'm mad that I'm trying, like, they charged $200 for New Balances now. Like, I know that's the Baltimore special, but yeah, damn, like, they bug it. I'm like,
with a straight face too.
Yeah, like they had the beef and Brock New Balances, and I'm like, oh, yo, this shit is hard. And I went on, it was like $275. I said, they hard on the website, and I just
$275.
they was hard too. Like if Christmas. I found them. Whatever Remy said, I got money, but it's always robbing season. Nah, that's where I was. I was gonna rob.
You rob the website, bro.
What am I? If I'm watching a Vice YouTube, I can figure out how to scam website.
You know what? That's you know what, Nate. You're right. That's what scammers need to get into. Not stealing the credit card numbers of hardworking, mild mannered people. How y'all gonna hack these websites to get everybody fresh, bro? That's what y'all need to be on.
Hell yeah, 100. Yes, I agree.
You can make a killing. You can make a killing off that. I can get you the new jacket for $50.
Put a couple codes and key strokes. It's over.
Oh yeah.
So listen, we're suing New Balance, Nike, Facebook, the funeral home,
man, whatever.
Africa. Yeah. We're suing everyone.
Yeah, everybody getting hurt. This is a rough episode. A lot of people get hurt.
Let's wrap up and get out of here.
What are you?
I'm fake mad that my guy, Brock Purdy, is getting disrespected by everybody right now. And all he's doing is his job. He's having a great year.
It's very comfortable.
Making
that's
excuses.
What it is. They're mad.
They're I'm fake mad the Cowboys got their ass beat. But anyway.
We put it on the Eagles too though. I'm speaking for the Niners. Listen. Oh, actually I'm really fake mad about the Eagles too, because their fans need to understand something. And I hope what nobody here is an Eagles fan. Exactly. That team is collapsing. And Jalen Hurts has COVID.
Yeah.
It's gonna come out soon enough. When they get eliminated in the wild card. Think about it. Yeah, he had COVID the whole time. That's why they lost to the Lions. Look, oh, all right, gotcha.
All right, well, let's wrap it up. Thank y'all again. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I'm asides $1,500 in rent. If you ever want to send me something. Besides that, Ramsey, Brian, Nate.
If anyone
God
wants
bless
to
a
know,
good night. Hey, y'all take care of yourself and the other. Be kind to everybody. You never know what anybody's going through. So don't put your trauma on somebody else. Don't project your weaknesses or your insecurities on other people. Just let people live their life. You know, don't worry. Be happy. Take a shot. Peace.
Peace.
Cacao.